defending your freedom every single day.
On the Car Arms Platinum Microphone from the GunBroker.com studios.
This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios here on this Car Arms Platinum Microphone. Welcome to the show. You heard me talking about Virginia this week. Very dangerous situation unfolding. My newest column is up at Ammoland.com. If you want to see everything at Ammoland and read those columns, Ammoland.com/AAR. You can get that on my website as well. Just click on the Ammoland and bam, it will take you right there. I want you to read the column about Virginia. We're going to jump right into the program today. We're going to get off that Virginia subject, and I want you to hear a few things. This is from Brad Thor. Do you know who Brad Thor is? He's a number one New York Times bestselling author of Backlash, and just about everything the pen touches becomes New York Times bestseller. A powerful, heart-wrenching, and brilliantly detailed account of a tragedy that should never have happened, and how we can make sure something like it never happens again. This is a book for all people, regardless of race, gender, or political persuasion. Buy one copy for yourself, and another to give as a much-appreciated gift. Here's our good friend Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. A book like this should never have had to be written. Nikki Gozer's story is a must-read. This book will have a lasting impact on this important public policy debate. And our good friend John Lott. No one should suffer the horrible tragedy Nikki Gozer faced with the murder of her husband and the legal system that failed her. This powerful book explains how to avoid such tragedies and how so many gun control laws only make things worse. My only hope is that enough people read this very moving and personal book and take it to heart. Nikki is my hero. That's John Lott. And one more, Sheriff David Clark. We love Sheriff Clark. Our friend has been on this program a number of times as well. Nikki's tragedy is my tragedy, your tragedy, America's tragedy. This story is a heartbreaking account of what happens to Americans for doing the right thing and following the law. Criminals do not follow the law. She details her mission now in this book by having the courage to face what will be the blowback of the well-financed anti-gun advocates who have not experienced what she and her family has. As a career law enforcement officer who had been on the side of the victims of these heinous crimes that Nikki's family continues to live long after the offense, I salute her determination and sacrifice for others. Nikki Gozer, my dear friend, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi, Mark. Thank you so much for having me on.
Powerful stuff. You know, and you and I know every one of those individuals, and we know when they talk, it comes right from the heart. Those are powerful words. When you first saw those, when you asked them to write this, what did you think when you saw what came back? It's moving.
I was just honored. I was honored that they would write a blurb for me.
Well,
I think they're wonderful people.
Let's talk a little bit about the book, because this is... Is it new, the book? What it would tell us? I want you to tell it. I don't want to tell the story. I want you to tell it. It's Stalked and Defenseless, How Gun Control Helped My Stalker Murder My Husband in Front of Me. Go ahead.
Yes, this is a new book. Susanna Hupp has written the foreword, as well as Andrew Pollack. Andrew's daughter, Meadow, was murdered at the Parkland school shooting that occurred. And I just feel extremely honored to have so many wonderful people involved in this book, and I hope that a lot of people can learn from it.
Alan's comments, I think, because as you know, I know this story, the details intimately. This is not our first rodeo together. As much as I hate to say this, you and I've been doing this together a long time, and you've been a guest on this program when it was much, much smaller than it is now, long before this show existed, and it was just the Sunday show. And I got to be honest with you, Nikki, your story is one that I want to bring to my listeners as often as possible, because it will never go away. Your nightmare never goes away, does it?
It doesn't seem to be going away.
Tell us what happened, please. New listeners, pay very careful attention to this story.
My husband, Ben, and I were newlyweds. We'd been married a little over a year, and a man who was stalking me shot my husband 7 times, killing him in front of myself and 50 other witnesses in the middle of a busy restaurant. And this restaurant was a gun-free zone. They not only served full meals, but they also served alcohol. And I obeyed that law, and I left my permitted legal firearm that I normally carried for self-defense locked in my vehicle that night, because Tennessee state law said you couldn't carry in restaurants if they served alcohol. And of course, my stalker did not have a carry permit and brought a gun in illegally into a gun-free zone. And I will probably wonder for the rest of my life if I could have prevented that. of course, I'm never going to know because I was denied a chance and I was stalked and defenseless.
You know, first of all, you were in Nashville when this occurred, right?
Yes.
Okay. Again, it's so easy for me to talk with you about this because I've done this with you so many times and in different venues. One thing that there's a parallel here. You mentioned Susanna Hupp. She's a hero of mine. Of course, Susanna Hupp was in 1991 in the Luby's cafeteria when George Henard, the madman, drove the truck through the window and in through the booths and got out with multiple handguns and systematically killed 23 people, including her mother and father, right in front of her. And she was forced to flee. She and six others had their guns in their cars and did the same thing you did by following the law. Susanna Hupp sat on a panel with you and I. It was the three of us on the Stossel show in Fox News a few years ago. And when John Stossel looked past me and you and asked her the question, he said, if you had it to do over again and you had your gun there, what do you think would have happened? Could you have stopped this? And her response, I think you remember, was, I don't know, but I know it would have changed the odds. How do you feel about that? Because that's a powerful statement from our friend Susanna.
I feel the same way.
The odds certainly would have changed, and only you lived through it. And listener, the reason I ask that question is because the nightmare here never ends. You heard Nikki say, I'll probably wonder the rest of my life. Nikki, I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I'm going to say you are going to wonder the rest of your life, aren't you?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Yeah. And those are powerful words and powerful statements coming from you. So let's now, with the remainder of this segment, talk about you had some heroes that were in the bar that night that jumped this lunatic loser and stopped him from doing any more damage. That must have been utter chaos. I can't even imagine. And the details of it, you were literally holding your husband as this was going on, correct?
Yeah, I later learned that a United States Marine just happened to be in the crowd, and he tackled that man, Ben's murderer, and a handful of other men jumped on top of him as well, and they disarmed him and held him down until the police came. I've been told that the police arrived within 3 minutes of the 911 call, but I can tell you that when it's happening to yourself or your loved one, it seems like an eternity.
There's no amount of time that an officer can arrive. No, and as amazing of a job they do, and I know Andrew Pollack will tell this, and I want to throw this number out again. Listeners, it's very, very important. Nikki just said the cops were there in 3 minutes. The event took place instantaneously. No one but them could have been there. It's that simple, unless the police were already there, and that never happens. And in the case of Parkland and Andrew Pollack, who wrote a separate foreword for this wonderful book, Stalked and Defenseless, the response armed was there in 1 minute and 39 seconds at the school. Unfortunately, in the 1 minute and 38 seconds that preceded that, 20 people were shot, 9 fatally. We can never forget these numbers, and we're hearing this from someone who lived this. Let's talk briefly. We have about 2 minutes in this segment, Nikki. Let's talk briefly about what happened. We don't want to mention the killer's name. What happened to him?
Well, he's in prison now. It took 3 years to go to trial, despite all of the overwhelming evidence, including the fact that Ben's murder was caught on security video. They had security cameras everywhere in the restaurant. Unfortunately, it was a bench trial, so there was no jury involved. And the judge Seth Norman of Nashville, Tennessee, a Democrat, he dropped it from first-degree premeditated murder to second-degree murder.
Hold it.
And in the state of Tennessee...
Yeah, go ahead. No, let me stop you. So an individual loads a firearm, drives to this location because I can tell listeners that you and your husband were running a karaoke gig at this particular location. This guy knew it. He'd been following you around. He knew you were going to be there. So he loads a firearm, puts it in his pocket, in his coat pocket, shows up there specifically to murder your husband, does it, and he gets it dropped from premeditated murder?
Yes. Yes, Judge Seth Norman dropped it to second-degree murder. And in Tennessee, that's only 15 to 25 years.
Unbelievable.
And he ultimately got 23 years at 100% with no parole.
And is he going to serve all 23 years 100% with no parole?
No, I've recently learned that 100% is actually not 100%. I don't understand why they mislead victims on sentencing. I recently learned that he is earning early release good behavior credits. So he can get out, I think, 3.5 years earlier because of good behavior. And I really feel like we need truth in sentencing laws all across the nation.
Oh, it's insane.
Victims need to know that they're really going to be there for the time that they're told they're going to be in there for.
And, Nikki, you know what happens here? Victims, this causes victims to remain victimized. When we come back, I want to continue this conversation. Please don't go away. Nikki Gozer's story is amazing, and you need to hear it. We can all learn from it. We'll be right back right after this.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms, custom built at your request. We employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at vaultprousa.com. That's vaultprousa.com, and check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at vaultprousa.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense on the GunBroker.com's in the GunBroker.com studios. I said that yesterday, too. On the Car Arms Platinum microphone, I'm going right back to my dear friend Nikki Gosar. Nikki, welcome back to the show. It's always a pleasure to have you here. I should say this before we get cracking again. I want to ask you about the being re-victimized by the judicial system. But I had a really enjoyable time watching you on at Fox News. You were talking. Who were you? Who was interviewing you on Fox the other day?
That was Ainsley Earhart.
It was Ainsley Earhart. That's right.
Friends.
Ainsley, when you were on Fox and Friends the other day, had a wonderful time watching that. Tucker, you're ready to roll on Tucker Carlson here soon, right? And later today, you're at Newsmax. So you're making a whirlwind tour here. We'll talk more about that at the end of the interview so people know where they can watch you and see you tell this incredible story. So we'll do that here at the end of the show. All right, Nikki, the judicial system victimizes, and I know what happened with Ben's killer. Of course, we're not going to name his name. I know he's going to be out early, and I know that concerns you, as it should. Does it concern your attorney right now that he's going to be out?
Well, his release date right now is 10/21/2028. He was supposed to stay in until 2032, but he has earned the max in early release good behavior credits. The problem I have with this is this guy is writing me twisted love letters from prison.
Yeah, and Nikki, I was going to say, part of the good behavior of this individual listener is his writing these letters to Nikki, I guess, that somehow this doesn't count as bad behavior, Nikki. Tell us what he's doing.
So he sends the letters to my former attorney, my attorney that I had hired for my wrongful death suit against him, which I won, by the way. Of course, during the initial phases of the lawsuit, the paperwork was sent to him in prison from my attorney. So that's how he got my attorney's address. And he sends these letters to my attorney. And, you know, my attorney knew that these letters would bother me a great deal. And I had actually called my former attorney while I was working on this book to get information. And that's when he told me, Nikki, he is writing you these letters. He's been writing letters for years, and I have saved them all. I know this is really going to bother you, but, you know, I don't know if you want to see these. It's up to you. If you want to see them, I can certainly send them to you. But I know this is going to be very disturbing. And I said, you know what? I need to know. I mean, this is a continued threat to me. And, you know, at first, I was very upset with the Tennessee prison system. At first, I thought, how in the heck can a convicted murderer be allowed to write their victim while they're incarcerated? And I was furious. But then the more I thought about it, Mark, I thought, you know what? Women need to know. If it were mandated that these letters not be allowed to leave the prison, then I would never know about this continued threat. So I have real mixed emotions about this. Yes, it's disturbing. Yes, I've had nightmares.
That's a great point. That's a great point, Nikki.
But I think women need to know. They need to know so that they can make the best decision for themselves.
You know, it's interesting. You know my wife very well. And a quick story. I don't think I've told you this, but it's fitting here now. When we were living in Tampa, Florida a number of years ago, she started getting letters from a prisoner. We didn't know who this person was. And I was reading these letters. They were extremely disturbing, but they were delivered to her specifically at her address. So this was in the day of phone books, okay? Pre-cell phone, pre-iPhones, and all that stuff. And I immediately called the jail where this was coming from and put a stop to it very quickly. And one of the guards or whoever it was that I spoke to said, these guys have a lot of time on their hands. They go through phone books and pull addresses, you know, of women's names who happen to be in phone books and stuff is how they get these names. But they put a stop to it and she never got it again. My question to you is, why couldn't your attorney stop this? Now, I understand the back question now, okay? you'd kind of need to know. I understand that. But why couldn't they stop it? I'm just curious. Do you know why?
Well, I mean, I guess they can. I hadn't talked to my former attorney in quite a while, so I don't, you know, you'd have to ask.
So he was just, they were just coming to him, period, is what was happening, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And, you know, on some of the envelopes, it actually has my name on the outside of the envelope.
Ah, it's creepy.
Yeah. And what the Tennessee prison system does is they simply put a stamp on the back of the envelope.
Right.
And on the envelope, it says, you know, the prison has neither inspected nor censored and is not responsible for the contents.
Now, there's your answer. That's how it's getting out right there. They don't care. They don't care. And, you know, I wonder, this just off the cuff, if they couldn't be named as some type of, you know, culprit in this, because it seems to me almost like they're participating in your continued victimization and harassment from this clown.
Well, like I said, I have very mixed emotions about this. I really do, because in one sense, you know, yes, it is traumatizing to see the letters. But at the same time, I need to know. Like,
yeah.
If this guy's writing me letters and my life could be in danger, I need to know.
Have you read them all?
Yes, I've read them all, and they're very, very disturbing. And the letters are now in the possession of my attorney. And we are going to move forward. I'm hoping that he will no longer have early release good behavior credits. I hope taken away from him.
Yeah, maybe this can be taken away from him and maybe demoralize him a little bit, which would be the least that could happen. My gosh.
And, you know, for an incarcerated person to stalk and harass their victim, that's a felony.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm at this point, I'm terrified and I'm furious at the same time, if that makes any sense.
Oh, it makes complete sense. Maybe we can get a hold of that Democrat judge and maybe he'll, as punishment for these other multiple felonies that he's committing from behind bars against you to re-victimize you, maybe, just maybe, that judge will maybe cut his good time in half, huh? I mean, this is ridiculous. The fact that he didn't, that charge was, I remember when the charge was dropped and it was just god awful. Let me say this because we're getting ready to take a break. And when we come back, I want to talk about victims' advocacy. I want to talk about gun-free zones, women being able to defend themselves. There's a lot of things I want to cover with you quickly. And as you know, time flies. The book is Stalked and Defenseless, How Gun Control Helped My Stalker Murder My Husband in Front of Me. It's in paperback. It's out now at Amazon. I'm looking at it right now. It's wonderful. Great picture of you on the cover, Nikki, by the way. And you heard the blurbs. Brad Thor, John Lott, Sheriff David Clark, Alan Gottlieb. These are powerhouses. And not to mention Susanna Hupp in the foreword, and Andrew Pollock, who lost his beautiful daughter, Meadow, at Parkland, wrote the foreword. So now you know how powerful this book is. It is absolutely a must read. Give it to the women in your life. Share it with others. Amazon.com. When we come back, I'll tell you other ways to get it, too, because the Kindle version, I guess, is going to be out in just a few days, as will the audio book. We'll talk about it more with Nikki when we come back. Don't go away.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, "We don't need that kind of gun," remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request, we employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at vaultprousa.com. That's vaultprousa.com, and check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at vaultprousa.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios on this Car Arm Platinum microphone. It's cold and rainy here outside the ATL. I'm drinking a cup of Defender coffee, and I'm having a conversation with a very, very dear friend of mine, someone I've known a long time, I've worked with a long time, I've appeared at many venues with her before. This story is something that I will always tell on Armed American Radio. Over time, no matter how long we're going to be hearing from Nikki forever about this, because we have to. This happens in real life. And when you hear the other side say, oh, but that never happens, I'm going to bring Nikki back in to remind you that it does happen, and it happens all too often. The book is Stalked and Defenseless, How Gun Control Helped My Stalker Murder My Husband in Front of Me, just released. It's available at Amazon. Please go get a copy. In the previous segment, you heard me mention the individuals that wrote the blurb: Sheriff David Clark, Alan Gottlieb, John Lott, and let's not forget New York Times number one bestseller with everything he touches, and that's Brad Thorne. Of course, the forewords by Susanna Hupp, who survived but lost both of her parents in front of her in the Luby's Cafeteria murders in 1991. And, of course, Andrew Pollock, who lost his beautiful daughter, Meadow, 14 years old, at Parkland. Nikki, welcome back to the program. I got a couple pointed questions for you here relative to the prosecution, because there were some problems with the prosecution here. If I dig back in my memory banks, and we've spoken about it before, but I have a feeling I'm going to learn something new here relative to what happened, because this prosecutor, from what I understand, this individual was only charged with one crime, and that was first-degree murder, but that was lowered to second-degree murder. Was he even charged with carrying a firearm in violation of the gun-free zone? Was he charged with carrying a gun without a permit? Was he charged with, for example, probably the biggest one that I don't recall ever hearing, is carrying the firearm during the commission of a felony? What else was he charged with?
He was only charged with the murder charge. No, the prosecutor did not charge him with stalking me. He did not charge him with carrying a gun without a handgun carry permit. He did not charge him with carrying a gun illegally into a gun-free zone. I've learned that that prosecutor's decisions back during the trial in 2012 not only affected that prosecution, resulting in the murderer getting a conviction of only second-degree murder, but it also has repercussions for any future prison sentences. The murderer's continued harassment of me is a crime, but the prosecutor's refusal in 2012 to charge him with any other crime, such as stalking or the gun law violations, it limits the prison term that he can face for future crimes. I mean, Tennessee's sentencing guidelines, the guidelines are based sentences on past criminal history. And with only one previous conviction, you know, I'm afraid the longest prison sentence that he can face for new violations is maybe 1 to 2 years.
Oh, my God. You know, how does this happen in America? How does this happen in the American state, in the United States of America, in Tennessee? How does this prosecutor get away with this? Why did this guy walk and not even face charges on these other crimes?
Yeah, if Ben's murderer had been charged and convicted of any other crime, which would have been very easy to prove.
Just wow.
He would face sentences of up to 6 years per offense now. You know, here's the thing, Mark. If I had broken those same gun control laws and gotten caught, that prosecutor would have likely prosecuted the hell out of me. But so, Ben's murderer does it, and he doesn't even get charged.
So what I just heard you say, listener, please pay very careful attention to this, okay? This is extremely important. What I just heard you say is that you believe, based on what you know this prosecutor did because you lived through this, it seems like a farce to me. It's a charade. But if you had violated that gun-free zone sign in Tennessee, and I know a little bit about it is a crime in Tennessee. It was then. I'm not. You can tell us in just a second. But to walk into a place that had the sign up is in and of itself in Tennessee a crime. It is not in Georgia. However, it was at that time in Tennessee. If you had used your firearm to defend yourself and your husband, then the prosecutor would have prosecuted you as well as him. I mean, you feel you would have been prosecuted for violating that gun-free zone. Yet this guy who actually murdered your husband didn't even face that charge.
Well, no, I'm not saying that. In Tennessee, there is a law called the Safe Harbor Law.
Okay.
So if you end up breaking the law, but it was justifiable use of force to defend your life or someone else's life, then they can't prosecute.
So you would have been okay.
But what I'm saying is, let's say in another scenario,
right,
I'm somewhere and let's say I was not a law-abiding person and I had chose to carry in a gun-free zone or I didn't have a permit to carry. You know, if I chose to carry a gun and I didn't have a permit, you know, and I had gotten caught, I believe this prosecutor would have probably prosecuted the hell out of me.
It's unbelievable. It's just unbelievable to sit and think of the myriad charges that could have been faced that weren't. It's just, you know, and we say he's a Democrat. You ask the question, who cares? You know what I mean? Should that matter? Did that matter? Well, I don't have any idea. Why would a Democrat want this guy not to face as many charges as he possibly could have? Was any
right
of that brought up? Not
it
his
means
politics.
It means an earlier release from prison, and now it endangers my future.
Just
I'm
incredible.
Fearful for my future.
Well, of course you are. You have to be, and you'd be remiss if you were not. And unfortunately, when this guy gets out, and the close, you know, time flies, Nikki. It sounds like a long time away. It's not. It's right around the corner.
The past 10 and a half years has gone by very fast.
I mean, yes, they have. When I first met you,
2028 is going to be here before I know it.
Oh, in the blink of an eye, sadly, in the blink of an eye. All right, let's talk now about gun-free zones themselves.
Mm-hmm.
About the fact that, and because you've made changes, you with the legislature, and you did a lot of advocacy work. Let me ask you a question. How does that prosecutor feel about your advocacy work?
Well, I don't know for sure, but I can only tell you that I don't think he cares much for my advocacy work.
Let's talk a little bit about that. Go ahead.
Sure. When I found out about the evidence, the police, when they searched the murderer's vehicle at the crime scene, they found two more guns, ammunition, a baseball bat, binoculars, gloves, rope, and a knife.
Unreal.
I asked the prosecutor, you know, why do you think he had all of this in his truck? I mean, this is premeditated. Why would he have two more guns in his truck? And I remember the prosecutor, his face turned bright red, and he grimaced at me, and he said, I don't know, Nikki. Maybe he was just a gun nut. I hate guns. I don't understand why anyone would ever want to own a gun. And that's when I realized, this man has a real problem with me. I thought, you know, I had perceived him as condescending with me for a long time. And I couldn't understand why. I thought maybe it's because I have so many questions. Maybe it's because this has never happened to me and I feel lost and I have lots of questions. Maybe I'm just annoying him. But then I realized, you know, I think it's more than just that.
Yeah, you got your answer. You know your answer. Everybody that just heard you say that knows the answer. I know the answer. We all know. That is, wow. And you wish that there could be. It angers me to a point that I wish there was some, you know, further legal recourse that you could take against him somehow. Unfortunately, these people are shielded. And you know what? I bet you as a prosecutor, I bet he carries a gun. I bet he has a gun for his personal self-defense because, well, he's a prosecutor. He has bad guys coming after him. Unlike you, who just lost your husband to a bad guy. It's just sickening and it's disgusting. Nikki, we're going to run out of time here in this segment. We've only got about 30 seconds, so let me go ahead and push where to get the book again for you. When we come back, I'm just going to let you take the microphone and go wherever direction you want to go in the remaining segment because this story is so important. And let me ask you, I'm going to put you on the spot. You can join me for an hour on Sunday's broadcast, right?
Yes.
Bingo. That's what I wanted to hear. Thank you, Nikki. You just heard it, listener. Nikki's going to come back because we're not going to be able to get to everything today. We never can. The book, Stalked and Defenseless, How Gun Control Helped My Stalker Murder My Husband in Front of Me. Barnes & Noble's is now taking pre-orders online. Amazon.com, it's available. The audio is coming out soon, and the Kindle is going to be out in just a couple days. Of course, today's Friday, so keep checking back for it. By Sunday, we'll probably have updated information. Back with Nikki Gozer right after this. Don't go away.
The 25th Anniversary K9 and the Venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research. The classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR Biggest Finest Revolvers and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance. The classics. Thompson. That's right. The Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 Carbine and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms. A family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Tired of leather holsters not holding up to EDC? Wouldn't it be great if your holster fit multiple handguns? Let me tell you about 1791 Gun Leather. With 100% American heavy native steer hide, leather artisans handcraft distinctive 1791 Gun Leather into multi-fit IWB and OWB holsters. Order now and enjoy quality, versatility, and the pleasant leather aroma. Call 800-407-1791 or go to 1791gunleather.com for an affordable, distinctive holster that'll last a lifetime.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 855-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, back in the GunBroker.com studios with you in front of the Car Arms Platinum microphone. And, well, I tell you what, I don't know about you. I know if you're driving, I want you to be careful. But if you're shaking your head like I am, wow, just wow. You know, I've known this story. I've known Nikki for a long time. And the more I hear it, and the more I hear details of this, intimate details of this that you're hearing, this prosecution, you have got to wonder why and how this happens. So the next time somebody says to you, oh, that never happens, you can tell them it does happen. There are bad people everywhere. Evil exists. Was the prosecutor evil? I could make that case. I absolutely could make that case. Let's go back to Nikki Gozer here. First off, let me tell you, but this is such a compelling conversation, I don't want to interrupt it. Please make sure to support all of the sponsors that make this conversation on air possible, please. The reason that we're here having this is because of those individuals. You can see them all at armedamericanradio.com. I hope you continue to support them for supporting us and conversations like this over the nation's airwaves. Nikki, welcome back. I'm going to turn it over to you. I have so many notes here of where I want to go with you, but I feel a little bit more comfortable now knowing that you're going to be with me again on MonsterCast in just a couple days on Sunday, so we can cover some more ground here. Take this next 9-8 minutes, really, 7.5-8 minutes, and go. Tell me where you want to go, and let listeners hear some more from you. Go ahead.
Sure. Well, you know, millions of women each year are stalked, and they feel threatened. According to the CDC, 1 in 6 women have been stalked during their life.
Wow.
And the advice that they get, the advice that women get from women's advocacy groups and stalking resource groups, you know, a lot of this advice is limited to changing their name, moving, changing jobs, not following a routine, get a restraining order, tell others about the stalker, etc. You know, that's fine. Those are options, and women may need to hear that. But what is generally not talked about are the benefits of getting training on justifiable self-defense and getting a gun legally for self-defense. This is seen as it's a taboo subject, and it's not openly talked about when advising women on how to protect themselves. This should be an option that is shared with women, not avoided. Women can then, you know, decide for themselves what will work best to help protect them. But this is an option that should be openly discussed. It should not be taboo.
You know what I think is important about the point that you're making real quick is that women right now represent, and some will say over, that I'm being low here, but 50% plus of new gun buyers and those attending classes across the country. The women's market is huge in this. And you're right, nobody talks about it. They do a disservice. And ironically, some of the women who never talk about it or who block you on their social media accounts, if you talk about it to them, are protected by firearms, by their own security details. It's incredible.
Sure, look at Nancy Pelosi.
Well, yeah, don't
she has
started.
Security detail with her all the time.
Every town for gun safety, Shannon Watts, the same thing, all funded by Bloomberg, who is also funding his own personal security detail. And, you know, it's disappointing because Shannon Watts is a woman, and this is something that you should be able to sit down and have a conversation with her about, and she ought to have your back. She don't want to talk to you. You don't fit her agenda.
You know, I don't think it is fair that women have to bear the burden of changing their entire life and live like a hermit because of a stalker. They should be empowered to protect themselves. Gun rights are women's rights.
You know, and gun-free zones, by the way, just it's a stake.
It's so dangerous.
It's a stake right through the heart of what we're talking about here, because it takes away your ability to defend yourself when you're out in public, when you're having to cower from somebody like this and watch your back at all times. And then you got to worry about going into this building over here where somebody has decided that your civil rights are not worth protecting, and something like this can happen. You know,
sure. And here's, you know, people seem to think, oh, well, if we just ban all guns, these horrible things won't happen. But you know what? Ben's murderer had other objects that he could have used to harm us,
He was prepared.
He was very prepared. And so you take, let's say you could wave the magic wand and take all guns away, which is never going to happen. But how long do you think it would take before illegal guns start making their way back into the country? 20 minutes if you're at the border? You know, like,
well, honestly, I can answer that. I can answer that. Unicorns will fart fairy dust before, probably quicker than the guns start coming back in.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Here's my problem. You know, these gun-free zones, they make it so that these women are made totally defenseless. They shouldn't be defenseless. Like, here's an example. If a woman works at a business that prohibits guns on the business property, so she can't have her gun inside the business, and she can't even have the gun locked inside her vehicle, that woman is defenseless there at the business, as well as when she stops by the grocery, the gas station, the bank, and when she pulls into her own driveway. Look, a stalker who is bent on harming or killing a woman would likely choose those places to attack where they know that their victim is defenseless. I mean, my stalker murdered my husband, Ben, in a gun-free zone where I was made helpless because I obeyed that law and left my legal gun locked inside my vehicle. People assume that bad guys are stupid. They're not stupid.
No.
They can be very, very smart in their evil plans.
There's something else that people don't talk about when it comes to a woman who's a victim of stalking. I've heard this discussion before. I'd love to get your opinion on this in the remaining couple minutes that we have, but thankfully I know we have you coming back on Sunday. And that is, what about when it gets out to coworkers of this woman that you're being stalked, and they know that this individual is harassing you? They don't feel comfortable being around you at work when this information gets out. This can cost you a job. This can cost you a reputation because of this individual, because the boss can say to you, look, we don't feel it safe if there's an incident with this individual harassing you at work on your work time or showing up there and pulling a Jason and standing outside and people seeing him. And then you look back out and he's gone. People don't want to be around that. I mean, so this is.
Yeah, and it's horrible because these women have to pay their bills like everyone else. They've got to make a living.
Such a difficult thing. And this is the re-victimization that we talk about. You know, we talked about earlier, the judicial system is re-victimizing you in a god-awful way. You know, gun-free zones continue to re-victimize you. This individual is re-victimizing you through letters to the attorney. The court system had just radically let you down here. Radically let you down. Some people think, oh, he was given 20 years. How old was he when he got locked up, Nikki?
I can't remember. I don't even know. Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, he was
10 years older than me, so I think he's like 53 now.
Okay. People say, oh, his life's over anyway when he gets out. And then all of a sudden he gets out, and all of a sudden that person who said that is about the same age, and he doesn't feel so old anymore either. And you realize he's not old, and he's out, and he shouldn't have been out. Oh, I'll worry about it in 20 years. No, you have to worry about it, and you have to live with this every single day of your life. And this stuff does happen listeners, it happens all too frequently. Nikki's book is Stalked and Defenseless, How Gun Control Helped My Stalker Murder My Husband in Front of Me. It just came out. And Nikki, you're doing the whirlwind. Where else are you going to be? Are you going to make it on the Today Show too?
Probably not.
You need to be there. These people. It's amazing. They probably won't. They don't want to hear your story. How sad.
No, they probably would, but I don't know that I would want to.
I'm not sure.
I'm not saying no. I'm saying I'm not sure.
Okay, good for you. We'll talk about that off air. Maybe we'll talk about it again on Sunday. Again, Stalked and Defenseless, How Gun Control Helped My Stalker Murder My Husband in Front of Me. Beautiful book. Can't wait to read this. I've read your other book as well. Nikki, you are, like I said, you're doing Newsmax later today. You are doing... where else are you going to be? Tucker? You're on Tucker Carlson.
I've already done the interview with Fox and Friends, and you can find that online now. And then I had an interview with Judge Andrew Napolitano. That interview is online as well. And I believe Tucker Carlson is running my segment tonight.
Beautiful.
Don't know 100% right now, but hopefully it will run tonight. If not tonight, then maybe Monday.
All right, sounds good. Well, we're gonna bring you back in to the Armed American Radio MonsterCast Crossbreed Holster Studios on Sunday and continue this conversation. Thank you for being here. I know you're very, very busy. Go ahead and get the rest of this stuff out to everybody else you have to get it out to today. We're going to do our part here, and we're going to bring you back on Sunday, okay? Nikki Gozer, Stalked and Defenseless, How Gun Control Helped My Stalker Murder My Husband in Front of Me. Nikki, thank you. Armed American Radio, you know we're going to do it again on Sunday, and I'm going to see you on Monday on the Daily Defense. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you on the radio.